Good morning and welcome to episode 21 of our Understanding Residential Conveyancing podcast series with Suzanne Dixon. Today, Suzanne is joined by Sabrina Jackland, who is an apprentice who is currently working alongside Suzanne in the conveyancing department. So without any further ado, I'm going to hand you over to Suzanne and Sabrina. Good morning, both of you, and over to you.
So I've been working in conveyancing for over 20 years now. I started as a secretary, working for a consultant solicitor who specialised in residential conveyancing. And then I moved on to work as a trainee solicitor and then a qualified solicitor. I think it's important to work your way up through the job so that you understand every part of the process and you can undertake all of the tasks required along the way. However, I've law for so long now, it's easy to forget that not everyone understands the process and the terminology involved the way that conveyancers do. We sometimes take it for granted that people know what we mean when we talk about exchanging contracts, raising inquiries and completion dates. It's an overwhelming process for many people, and it's our job to make sure that our clients understand what's happening and the legal implications of their decisions. Sabrina joined our team as a solicitor apprentice in September 2023. And so she's been working with us for about 6 months. She's in her third year of her apprenticeship and spends 4 days of the week with us in the office and 1 day at university studying. She works extremely hard and is having to learn a brand new area of law from scratch whilst working within the department. I therefore thought it would be useful to try and see conveyancing from her point of view and appreciate everything that people who are new to this area of law have to learn. So Sabrina, how are you finding your time in conveyancing so far?
Thanks, Suze. I'm really enjoying conveyancing. I mean, it's such a big change from my previous seat in neurotrauma. I was initially very naive about what a conveyancer actually does, as I'm yet to study property at university, and the only experience I have of the legal process is when my mum buys and sells houses. I thought that conveyancing solicitors solely deal with the buying and the selling of the properties, but as soon as I joined the team, I was so impressed by the wide array of matters that a conveyancer is involved in. For example, Sarah in our team specialises in Section 42 lease extensions, and this is something that I'd just never come across before. I think it's a common misconception that apprentices just make the tea and coffee and do the printing. In actual fact, I have a lot of files in my own name, and it is lovely to be supported by a team and learn from all of you who are experts. Initially, I was assisting on less complicated freehold sale files, but gradually my workload has diversified and I have a wide array of files. Although it is lots of purchase and sales, I also act on some leasehold properties, I've done an adverse possession case, and even a bit of unregistered land. It's great.
So what's been your biggest challenge within conveyancing to date?
I recently had a file I was instructed on the 14th of March. It was a complicated matter as my client was buying from their ex-partner. So there were two solicitors acting for them in the dispute. There was a solicitor representing the seller and a solicitor representing my client's lender. So there were many parties involved, and on top of this, it had to complete within 4 weeks. I mean, I really enjoyed the challenge as if was my first experience of having a tight deadline. And I think ultimately this experience was invaluable, as I recognise it's really important to have good time management and be organised as a solicitor. So I think it's good that I honed on these skills early on in my apprenticeship.
Definitely. Is there any aspect of the work that you're particularly enjoying?
You know what? I think it's a really rewarding area of law. Rather than it being contentious, all parties are working towards a common goal of completion. I really enjoy phoning clients to let them know that they've completed. The other day, I was acting for a first-time buyer, and when I told her that they had completed, they were overjoyed, and it was just really nice to let them know that this had finally been finished and also that I actually made the process run really smoothly. I also enjoy raising inquiries, and I've quickly learned that no two properties are the same.
Oh, definitely. You're right there. Is there anything within conveyancing that's taken you by surprise?
I have to say I'm really surprised and impressed with how people manage to read deeds dating back to the 1900s or even earlier. I mean, some of the words may as well be another language. I'm so grateful that deeds are becoming more modern and documents are now much more clear and easy to understand. I'm also surprised at how much I'm learning about tax. This is interesting. I didn't expect it to be such a big part of our role. For example, I've researched different SDLT reliefs and also understanding capital gains tax implications. I mean, this is really interesting, but it is quite complicated.
Yes, that's one of the bits of conveyancing that I probably hate the most, to be honest. So I know it's only been 6 months, but taking into consideration what you've learned so far, would you consider a future in conveyancing once you're qualified?
It's a really interesting area of law, and I've definitely developed skills such as good communication, time management, attention to detail, which all make me a great solicitor in the future. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what area of law I want to qualify into, as I'm only halfway through my apprenticeship, but I am enjoying conveyancing and I look forward to seeing what the next year and a half brings.
Well, we love having you in the team. You've been absolutely brilliant. And yes, I hope that has given everyone a bit of an understanding of what conveyancing is like when you just come into that area, learning all the terminology and how it all works.
Thank you very much, both. Really enjoyed listening to that one. Very quickly from me, we continue to work hard to release relevant content, articles, podcasts and blogs, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk. You can also follow the team on Twitter at SintonsConveyor1. If you have any questions following today's episode, you can contact Suzanne or Sabrina on 0191 226 7878 or alternately via email suzanne.dixon@sintons.co.uk and for Sabrina it's sabrina.jackland@sintons.co.uk. Thank you very much for listening and we hope to see you for the next episode.